Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Kate Wolf, filling in for Vicky Gonzalez. Many Insight listeners are experts on all things Sacramento, but there are so many hidden gems, people, and places that make this city and region so special. I've learned so much from the local legends section of Cap Radio's newsletter, Sacramento. And in a crossover move, the newsletter is coming to the radio. All this month, you'll hear sound-rich feature stories from our reporters that will deepen your local knowledge. And joining us to explain more is digital editor Claire Morgan. She's the maestro, the chief Sacramentoan, the editor of the newsletter. Claire, welcome back to Insight.
Hello, hello.
You're here today, Claire, because we just launched a new series of audio stories related to the newsletter, and we're going to hear a snippet from some of them. But first, can you tell people who may not be familiar with it, what is Sacramento?
Yeah. So it's a twice weekly newsletter and it covers the top stories of the day. It also kind of dives deeper into like a bigger story or a feature, something big that's happening in the region that you might need to know more than just a couple of sentences about. And then at the end, we feature a local legend, which is, I think, what we're going to be talking about today.
And what do you hope that readers take away from the newsletter? Because there's a number of different sections, and I know I always take away so much, but what are you hoping readers get from it?
Yeah, I think the idea with each newsletter is to kind of keep people, A, informed, but also, B, engaged in, like, city culture. And also, we kind of provide some events that you may be able to participate in. So, yeah, the idea is that you walk away engaged and informed and also have some fun while you're reading.
And I know that you are a huge Sacramento head. You love Sacramento. Can you tell us a little bit about why you love Sacramento so much and what is underappreciated about it?
Yeah, I grew up in the Bay Area. And so I think moving to Sacramento, it's been 10 years this year, which is exciting. 10-year anniversary. Woo! But yeah, I am. I think what stands out to me for Sacramento, I think it's such a city that's growing, and its culture is growing. And I think it's growing in a way that other cities close by, like Oakland and San Francisco, are not. You know, Oakland, San Francisco, both of those places have very, very established, you know, just identities as cities. And I think Sacramento kind of has an established identity. You know, we're kind of figuring it out as we go along. But it feels like, as a young person, especially, to participate in this, like creating this culture, it feels so cool, and I feel so connected to the city. And so that's why I love Sacramento. I think I'm here to stay. But yeah.
Thank you for that. And the newsletter is broken up into different sections. For this audio series, our reporters focused on local legends. A big part of making a place feel like home, getting to know the history. Can you tell us what that section is all about and how it came to be?
Yeah. So hitting that kind of culture building point that I just talked about. But yeah, it's really anyone or anything that kind of builds upon the culture of Sacramento. So, you know, when you think of Sacramento, you think of Gunther's, you think of the State Fair, you think of NBA basketball, the Sacramento Kings, you think of maybe the Republic, all of these things we've kind of looked at. But then there's also other things, other historical things. So like the history of Sacramento brewing beer, very long history there. We looked at the history there. It's quite interesting. Lots of different big beer corporations were here, you know, in the early days of the city. So yeah, anything that has kind of impacted the city's culture in some capacity.
And what kind of stories can we expect to hear this month during Morning Edition and All Things Considered?
Yeah, we start actually with a story about a local musician who is kind of like the foremost expert on teaching trans people who have gone on testosterone or T how to sing again. Yeah.
Wonderful. And we actually have a clip of that. You'll hear environment reporter Manuela Cicada first. Let's give it a listen.
So much has changed since Eli first began his transition. I asked him what he'd tell his younger self, knowing what he knows now.
I'd say it's gonna be weird and wacky and wild and like buckle up for the ride. But once you get to the other side of the voice change, things are gonna be a lot easier in terms of your day-to-day movement in the world. And going through the tricky cracking part is totally worth it to get to a space where both you feel better in your body, you feel better moving through the world, and you still absolutely get to sing.
Hey, that's me. That's me. Hey, that's how I hold. I'll be. I've been dreaming that someday we'll all be free. Hey, that's me.
I love hearing the music in that story, and Eli is such an expert in this stuff. It's great to learn from him. Have you discovered a lot of fascinating people through these local stories?
Yeah. So another thing that Sacramento is, of course, very well known for is state politics. One of the most interesting local legends, I think, that we've seen so far is about this guy who we have just kind of started lovingly calling the guy.
I love it.
The guy. He's just the guy. He announces bills in the state legislature, and a lot of people know him just for his voice. So, yeah, very interesting one.
Great. And that's from Nicole Nixon's coverage of the guy at the Capitol. Here, let's take a listen.
I was in Starbucks and I saw someone I knew when I walked in. And when I saw them, I said, you know, hey, how are you? Good to see you. How's everything going? How's your family? And the gentleman that was standing in front of me, he was almost at the register, and he turned around and he looked. He turned around again. What happens more often than not, like yesterday, a member had district staff in, and one of the ladies walks up and she says, she heard my voice and she says, you're the guy. So I'm always just the guy, right? So the gentleman, in Starbucks was like, I said, yeah, I'm the guy.
And it's not just people, though, that can be the focus of these. What other things have you covered?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, kind of looking back at some historical things, also organizations, groups, et cetera, subcultures, anything that can kind of have an impact. The other thing is, I think you, my buddy Kate Wolf, has a story in this segment that focuses not necessarily on a person. But yeah, maybe you should tell us about it.
That's right. I did a story for the series about the kids behind KYDS, and that's Kids, KYDS. It's 91.5 FM Sacramento, and it's held out of El Camino Fundamental High School. I was grateful for the opportunity to do this story, and I chose them because I was excited about seeing how they were making radio over there and just checking in with the kids, seeing how are the kids doing. And the kids are all right.
Oh, so glad to hear that the kids are all right. That is so good to hear. Can you tell me a little bit about what you learned from reporting it? I know I'm switching the tables on you.
I mostly learned that 91.5 FM exists, and I'm just glad to know that it's there for my driving in the car needs, just jamming out. They don't play any ads. And so, you know, I know you've talked about Sacramento as kind of an insider's guide to the city and to this area. And so covering KYDS and just being in their joyful space, I got to learn about this radio station, which I'm definitely utilizing.
Yeah. I also know you told me that they play quite a range of music. Can you expand a little bit more on that, please?
I think they're kind of given free rein over there. There's stuff that they got from their parents. There's like songs they heard on a video game that they want to make. And I think they're learning about new music all the time, too, which I think in this era of algorithm-fed Spotify playlists, it's just great to see the kids perusing the stacks and finding new stuff.
I love to hear it. I think you told me at one point there was like a Death Cab for Cutie song playing. So really, really just love the variety that the kids, they definitely seem all right.
Brings us back, exactly. And so what are some of your favorite stories that have appeared in the newsletter?
Yeah. So one of our reporters actually spoke with the owner of Moonbelly Bakery. It's actually pretty close to the station, so we are definitely lucky in that regard that we got to taste it in addition to learning about it. But it's a fantastic bakery owned by a Sacramento local. Now the New York Times has written about it. That was one of my favorites. I also really loved our reporter Janelle spoke with I guess Instagram and TikToker, I guess content creators, what that would be called these days. But his name is Logan Ivy. You might know him better by his handle, which is Heckin' Sick. He makes videos about Sacramento. You probably have seen them on your feed. They are so, so good. And we wanted to know the man, the mind behind this this content. So the other stories I've really enjoyed looking at is, you know, going through old newspaper clippings to kind of find funny cultural stories. Way back in the 1800s, there was a snowball fight in Old Sacramento, or what is now Old Sacramento. And then also dug into the history of us being called the Camellia City, which I don't feel like enough people are talking about. I love the Camellia. It's beautiful. So, yeah.
And how do folks reach you if they have suggestions for future local legends?
Yeah. You can email me, or you can email Sacramento. That's Sacramento, KNOW, at capradio.org. Or subscribe to the newsletter and you can just respond to it if you'd like. It comes straight to me.
All right. Claire Morgan edits Cap Radio Sacramento newsletter, amongst other things. And that's about it for our show today. But first, in honor of the newsletter's Things to Do section, we're going to highlight this week's Concerts in the Park, which is kind of legendary in its own right. Every Friday night during the summer months, you can find free local concerts at Cesar Chavez Park in downtown Sacramento. The lineup varies week from week and features touring acts, plus lots of local favorites like Destroy Boys and Lillian Francis. This week's headliner calls Sacramento home when they're not out on tour, which they've been doing a lot lately. Royal Coda, which you can hear right now, and at Concerts in the Park, 5 to 9 p.m. this Friday. That's Insight for today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Kate Wolf, in for Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.